Berkshire County Sheriff Thomas Bowler has recovered from COVID-19 and is back at work in the House of Corrections. Bowler, 60, tested positive for coronavirus after displaying symptoms like a sore throat, body ache, and a fever in late March. His recovery kept him out of the office for most of April, with Superintendent Jack Quinn running things in his absence. Now, the sheriff is back behind his desk full-time at the House of Corrections in Pittsfield, on its compound adjacent to the Berkshire Mall campus. Bowler isn't the only one to come down with the sickness.
The three other staff, two of them I didn't have contact with, and one of them we had contact only in passing. There was a couple police officers that had tested, and we were in the same proximity. I can't attribute to that.
Bowler suspects the origin of his illness came closer to home.
My daughter is the first one who exhibited the symptoms, and she exhibited those 3 or 4 days before me. And she also tested positive after I did.
While none of the House of Corrections' almost 150 inmates have tested positive for the virus, the sheriff says only a handful have actually received the tests.
We're following the CDC and the Department of DPH's guidelines. So we're only testing those with symptoms.
Bowler says his office got an early start on its response to the pandemic.
A week before, Governor Charlie Baker, ordered the state of emergency. We sat down with our inmate population and we told them that we were suspending the visits here in the jail. And we were doing that to protect them and to protect their families.
Following an April ruling by the state Supreme Judicial Court, 27 inmates were freed from the House of Corrections in an effort to slow the spread of the virus in jails and prisons. Bowler said that within a day, some of those inmates ended up in the emergency room or were rearrested.
The normal social services or the network is already strained from dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, we could all see that releasing inmates from this facility where they're safe, they're getting medical treatment, they're following through in their treatment programs, they're receiving a whole host of services, and you're going to release them out into a community that is surging right now with COVID-19. Programs are limited because those agencies are strained with the pandemic. Every sheriff could tell that this was going to be a recipe for disaster.
Bowler described the county's inmates as unable to follow the rules of society.
Do we really think that they're going to follow the COVID rules once they leave here and wear masks and keep social distance? There's a good possibility they're not. So it was very disturbing to find out that some of people with the judicial system were pushing to have people released.
In the interview with WAMC, Bowler, a staunch believer in abstinence-only recovery from drug addiction, revealed that he now condones medically-assisted treatments for inmates under his watch.
I still believe in abstinence. I still think that that's one of the safest ways one of the best ways to do this. To get off of a heroin addiction. But I also wouldn't stop if you had a family that sat in front of me, which I've gone to the Learn to Cope meetings, and I've had families say to me, if it wasn't for Suboxone and Methadone, my son or daughter or child or grandchild would be dead. Well, I can't argue against that.
While the facility does not have a license to distribute methadone, Bowler says one is not required to distribute Suboxone. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.